Well, we're in downtown Ann Arbor at the Michigan Environmental Council's 18th annual Environmental Awards presentation, this year honoring the achievements of two outstanding environmental leaders. And with us to set the stage for tonight's celebration is Chris Kolb. Chris is president of the Michigan Environmental Council. Quite an evening, Chris.
It's a great evening, and this is, as you said, our 18th annual award celebration, and it's just that. It's a celebration, and it's a night where we celebrate two honorees, one with the Petoskey Prize, which is our prize that are individuals who are nominated by our member groups, and it is a volunteer, someone who's not paid, and they must go above and beyond that super volunteer that all organizations have to have. And then we also have the Helen and William Milliken Award, and that's an award that goes to an environmental leader who's actually sort of a professional, someone who's paid to do that. And we look for people who really have done things over a lifespan or something really extraordinary. And tonight we've got really two great people that we're honoring.
Well, we're going to talk to those people in the next couple of segments, but just give us a snapshot of Dr. Mona and Pam.
Sure. Well, let's, I think everyone knows Dr. Mona, Hannah Atisha, from Flint, who really, what I was really impressed with by her was that she was the voice that finally got the state to admit that there was something wrong. And it was because she did her homework. She did the analysis. It showed that blood levels in children in Flint were actually 2 to 3 times higher after they switched the drinking water source to the Flint River than before. The state had denied and said nothing was wrong. They said, we looked at the analysis. There isn't a problem. She doubled and triple-checked her analysis. It was plain as day, and she stuck to her guns, and eventually the state said, yep, you're right. And she didn't just stop there. She could have said, you know what, that's fine. No, she's launched herself into this. She's continuing to work every day to make sure that the children of Flint, the Flint community, it heals from this process. And there's no one better this year to honor with the Milliken Award than Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha. And then we'll go to our Petoskey Prize winner, Pam Taylor. Pam, this is actually sort of, there's always a theme. People don't always see the theme, but this year the theme really was water, and Pam Taylor's done a lot of work as a volunteer down in South Central and Southeast Michigan, really looking at water quality, and where they're concerned is that there's a lot of CAFOs, confined animal feedlots, and you have thousands and thousands of head of cattle in a very confined space, produces a lot of manure. We have to get rid of that manure, and they spray it on our agricultural fields. And often that manure actually runs off those fields, goes into the drains, into the streams, and eventually into Lake Erie. And 2 years ago, on August 2nd, 2014, the citizens in the Toledo area woke up with the message, do not drink your water, do not use it, don't bathe in it, don't cook with it, because we have had a contamination. That was from the toxic algae bloom in Lake Erie. We've had that bloom before, but it's never gotten into the intake of the Toledo water source, but it did. And when it did, people said, well, there's a lot of reasons for it, but really, we don't believe that manure and agricultural runoff is a problem. Well, that didn't really, make sense to Pam, and she really, they went back and started to look at the data, and they found, we don't really have any data. So they really went back and really looked at how many farms there were, how many cattle head there were. They went back and looked at the water quality data, and they created this huge database. And at one time, they were told that there was only about 10,000 or so, cattle head in the area. Well, there's actually 11 million. And there's this huge number of cattle in that water basin, and they are, causing a problem when there's a heavy rain and the spring thaw. And so it really is an issue. So she's been able to, through her research, create this database to really get the state to focus in on this issue. And that's why we're really honoring her. She puts in over 40 hours a week on a volunteer basis doing this, of going out and doing the water quality check, taking photos when there is a problem, making sure that everything is documented and everything's done right, so that database is something that all of us can use.
I'm talking with Chris Kolb, who's the president of the Michigan Environmental Council. You mentioned water as a theme this year, but the Michigan Environmental Council focuses on several key areas related to environmental stewardship, ecosystem sustainability. Tell our listeners who may not be familiar with your work a little bit about what it is that you folks do.
And the Michigan Environmental Council was created 36 years ago by several environmental organizations to really be the collective voice of the environmental community in Lansing, to focus on statewide environmental policies. And for 36 years, that's been our job. And there isn't a single area of environmental policy that we don't have some sort of say in and we work on. So we work both, you know, on air, water, land, transportation, energy, environmental health issues, agriculture, you name it. If it has an environmental impact, we're on the scene. And we really are focused in on, you know, working with key decision makers and bringing, you know, really good information to them, being at the table so when legislation is crafted that our voice is being heard and that they have to respond to us. And we've been doing a great job that way for, you know, as I said, 36 years. And I couldn't be prouder of an organization to be a part of.
Well, Chris, we've had the pleasure of having several of your staff on the program over the last 7 years. It's really great to finally have the president of the organization on. But congratulations on the award ceremony. Congratulations on the success of the Michigan Environmental Council. And thank you so much for your hospitality this evening.
Hey, we're glad you could be here, and I hope you're able to enjoy the party.